Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Drink the River, Eat Like Royalty, an adaptation of a traditional fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Hazel and Olive and their family from Yangon, Myanmar, Zoe, Ziva, and Eli and their family, Elijah, Eden, and Levi and their family, Mark and his family from Lawrence, Hazel, Lucas, Jason, and Allison and the rest of the Weller family, Jamie and Paul and their family from Mineola, New York, Elizabeth and Claire and the rest of the Browning family, and Nathaniel and Quentin and their family. Thank you so much, Quentin, Nathaniel, Claire, Elizabeth, Paul, Jamie, Allison, Jason, Lucas, Hazel, Mark, Levi, Eden, Elijah, Eli, Ziva, Zoe, Olive, and Hazel. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also head over to patreon.com/stories and make a monthly donation. For just $1 a month, you can listen to all of our new episodes and our entire back catalog ad-free. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Drink the river, eat like royalty. Once upon a time, two bears were standing in their favorite stretch of river, swatting at the passing fish. The salmon were their favorite, but pretty much anything that swam by would do. They'd bat them onto the shore and devour them raw and wriggling. At least, that was the idea. These two bears weren't very good at it, though, and they'd had nothing but their own rumbling stomachs all morning. One bear dove after a salmon near the surface. She missed and came up wet and sputtering. "Hey, Grumbles," she said, shaking the water from her fur.
"Yeah, Goldie," said Grumbles, the other bear.
"I'm really sick of fishing." Grumbles thought about it for a long while, fish zipping by his hairy legs as he swatted at them uselessly. Finally, he shook his shaggy head.
"You know what, Goldie?"
"Yeah, Grumbles?"
"I'm really sick of fishing, too. But what do we do about it? We need to eat, and the fish aren't exactly gonna throw themselves onto the shore for us."
Goldie sighed. "I know, but what about... Goldie concentrated hard, her big bear face scrunching into a little beady circle of unruly fur. Her head felt strange, like her brain was all full of buzzing bees and sticky honey. She was having an idea. A big idea, and she wasn't quite used to it.
"I'm having an idea," she said to Grumbles. "A big idea, and I'm not quite used to it."
"An idea?" cried Grumbles.
He had heard of ideas, but he'd never had one of his own. What an exciting day this was turning out to be.
"What's the idea, Goldie? What's the idea?"
Goldie screwed up her face.
"Oh, I'm trying, but it's hard."
"You're doing great, Goldie. Just talk it out."
"Okay. So the fish swim in the water," Goldie said slowly.
"Water. Hey, that's right so far. Great start," said Grumbles.
"And fishing is getting the fish out of the water."
"Right again. You're crushing this idea. Keep going."
Goldie paced back and forth in the river now, her fur swirling and whirling in the current.
"Okay, so what if instead of getting the fish out of the water, we got the water out of the fish?"
Grumbles rocked back, slapping a meaty paw to his face.
"Oh, that's genius. How did I never think of that? so much better than fishing. We just get the water out of the fish. Wait, I lost it. Explain one more time.
Well, we take the water, Goldie started to say, and then felt inspiration strike her, like a fat salmon jumped right into her open mouth. Grumbles, I have it!
Yes! Wait, what do you have? Can I have some too?
We don't take the water out of the fish. We take the water out of the river.
Grumbles paused and cocked his head, his tulip-shaped ears twitching in excitement.
Goldie, that's genius! If we take the water out of the river, the fish won't be able to swim, and we can just eat them up.
Grumbles slapped at the river's surface with glee.
Wait, but how do we get the water out of the river?
We drink it, Goldie said. But we'll need help, lots of help. Let's go get the other bears.
Together, they broke into a loping, splashing run and went to find their friends spread up and down the river. It took some time and a lot of fast talking, well, fast for them, but finally, they gathered all the bears in a single stretch of river. Grumbles wasn't great at counting, but he guessed there must have been over a jillion of them. All their furry bodies were spread out among the rushing water and mossy logs and slick boulders.
So, what's the plan?
One called out.
Yeah, said another. We're all hungry.
Speak for yourself, said a third. I'm double hungry.
Well, I'm triple hungry.
Hold on, shouted Grumbles. Goldie had a great idea. You all need to listen. This is gonna blow you away.
The bears blinked up at Goldie. She was standing high on top of a root ball from an overturned tree.
Friends, she said, it's simple. We drink the river. We eat like royalty.
The bears just blinked up at her again. It was clear they needed more explanation.
We gotta drink the river. We gotta drink it all. We see those fish, our greatest wish, and answer nature's call. 'Cause if we drink the river, fish can't swim away. They'll just stop and flip and flop, a riverbed buffet. Drink the river, eat like royalty. Drink the river, eat like royalty. We'll slurp up all the water, the fish are fresh and raw. We'll open wide, they'll flop inside, and we won't lift a paw. If we drink the river, fish can't swim away. They'll just stop and flip and flop, a riverbed buffet. Drink the river, eat like royalty. Drink the river, eat like royalty.
When she had finished, the bears understood the beauty of her plan. Drink the river, eat like royalty. They wouldn't have to fish. They wouldn't have to hunt. They could just walk into the dry riverbed and pick up a meal whenever they felt like it. Why hadn't they thought of this before? It was pure genius.
Not the kind to wait around, the bears got right to work, drinking where they stood. Snouts dipped into the cool water, long tongues scooped delicate sips, and some shaggy heads just plunged deep and opened wide. Every bear was drinking as best they could, as fast as they could. It was a riot of fur and growls and grunts and splashes. After a minute, Grumbles looked up, hopeful.
"I think the water's going down, everyone. It's working. Keep going."
The bears drank more and more and more and faster than ever. Some had to stop, dragging themselves onto the shore with swollen, water-full bellies. Others toppled over where they stood and had to be dragged, coughing and spluttering, to shore. One young bear's stomach rippled and he tumbled off his rock into the river with an icy splash.
"We got this, everyone," called Goldie. "Remember the song? Sing it with me now."
"Drink the river, eat like royalty." Come on, guys. "Drink the river, eat like royalty." Come on, everybody. "Drink the river, eat like royalty. Just drink the river and then we'll eat like royalty."
More and more bears were giving up. They dragged their big, sloshy bellies onto the shore and collapsed, groaning. Worse, the water wasn't going down at all. It wasn't working. Too full to continue, the last of the bears gave up, joining their friends on the shore. They groaned and burped together there like the worst sort of beach party you've ever seen. Eventually, from the woods, they heard a short, barking laugh. It was a fox, sitting on a low-limbed tree, tail swaying as he chuckled.
"I have to know, what in the woods were you doing out there? All of you drinking until you were sick? What was the plan exactly?"
"We gotta drink the water,"
Grumbles started to slowly sing.
"We gotta drink it. Oh."
"Not now, Grumbles,"
Goldie and a few others yelled. The fox laughed again.
"You were trying to drink the river. You know that's impossible, right?"
"What do you mean, impossible?" Goldie asked.
"There's always more water coming. Besides, if you drank all the river, the fish would just die and you'd have nothing to eat next month, not to mention nothing to drink. Didn't you think this through?"
"I think it's pretty obvious that we did not," said Goldie, embarrassed. "Now please, leave us alone."
"Why should I?"
the fox asked with a laugh.
"Well," said Goldie, "we've got about 100 bears here, all just full of water."
She leaned in close.
"Do you really want to see what happens next?"
The fox ran from the river, and after a nice long break, the bears went back to fishing. And when they got ideas in the future, well, they did their best to ignore them altogether. It was better that way. The end.
Today's story, Drink the River, Eat Like Royalty, was an adaptation of a traditional fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.